Welcome to the Case by Casey podcast, the podcast where we uncover kingdom secrets to success so you can walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. My name is Jethro Casey, and my mission is simple. It's to bring on men and women of God to share the secrets that God has taught them to be spiritually successful as well as successful in the world. Also, I'll be sharing what God reveals to me on my own walk with Christ. So if you're ready to grow spiritually, stick around and let's grow. Welcome, guys, to a new season, new chapter of Case by Casey, and it's Case by Casey Kingdom Secrets to Success. So the question I'll be answering is first, why did I change, and my testimony. Why did I decide to change the show? Well, sometimes God will be speaking to you and you just won't be listening. And I'll be transparent. I was disobedient. I've gotten this word prophetically over a year ago at this point to start interviewing men and women of God, pastors, prophets, to bring them onto the show to share the gospel. And I just wasn't taking action. I kept doing Secrets to Success, even though I know God wanted me to be in a different place. And sometimes we do that, but by God's grace, I'm still here and still able to record this episode for you. And honestly, I just wanted to get on here and speak to you guys transparently about what God has been doing for me. So if you're an old follower of Case by Casey, this used to be about just the secrets to success, but now we're sharing it to Kingdom Secrets to Success. And where does my testimony start? Well, just at the beginning, I was raised in a Catholic household, and Catholicism, from my experience, and I think all religions, at least Christianity religions, are great, but I was definitely too religious. I ended up dropping out of my faith pretty much after confirmation, which if you're not familiar, I guess the best way to describe it is after receiving the Holy Spirit in the Catholic tradition. And then after that, I go into high school and went through an agnostic phase where I believe in God. I know there's a God, but what is God? And then all the way getting to college and kind of turning away completely from God. I ended up joining a fraternity, which was beneficial in the sense that it grew me as a person, but I was also around the wrong people in the environment. Wasn't where God wanted to me. I was drinking, I was smoking, and this is what God has delivered me from. Fornication, lust, definitely carried a spirit of lust during my time in college. Drinking, I was definitely an alcoholic, used to make some terrible decisions. And I used to smoke weed, even though I didn't like weed. And it's always so curious looking back on it, because I still haven't gotten this answer, is why do people call weed the devil's lettuce? And I remember specifically after one moment, it was after a retreat, and I'm huge on retreats. Like, I absolutely love retreats, and just finished this one of the best retreats of my life, this time leading it. And I go back to one of the guys' houses in the fraternities, and then they have a bong. So I go ahead and smoke the bong. And I remember the Uber ride home. And I don't think I've shared this before publicly, but the Uber ride home, I begin to hear thoughts that definitely weren't of God. Thoughts that were telling me that all the good things that people were telling me, like, Jethro, you're a leader, Jethro, you're this, I appreciate you for being so empathetic. The thoughts I started hearing, the words, the voice that I started hearing was, you're a liar, they're lying to you, you're terrible, you can't do it, et cetera, et cetera. And I was literally hearing a voice in my head, or voices in my head speaking to me. And that's when I realized, or began to realize, life is truly spiritual and not just physical. So after that, my testimony really started in in March or April of 2022. And it started because I then met my, not yet, but the girl who would be my girlfriend. And she had gotten me a Bible before we even started being boyfriend and girlfriend. I was curious spiritually, just because I was raised Catholic, but never really understood or never even read the book that I said I believed in, which I think is relatable for a lot of Christians. And as I started to read the Bible, I just began to get convicted. I remember just reading Genesis and just actually just so excited to actually understand this God that I'm serving. And I think that's something that I'm still learning, is like, who is God? And that's things I'm going to be sharing with you on this revelation journey that I'm on. But also, where is God in my life? And that's what this podcast is about as well, is the manifestation of God, not just reading the Bible, but manifesting it in your own life. So as I begin to read the Bible, what first convicted me was probably having to just be with one girl. Because at that moment, and if I'm being honest, at that moment, I was definitely in a place, if the viewers, if your listeners are familiar with the red pill, I was of the mindset, if I'm going to be like having multiple women in my life and multiple like wives and all that, which I was tripping, and thank you, Jesus, for saving me. But on a real note, the first thing just started, especially as a guy, is not looking at specifically women with lust. Because once I got to the Gospels, we'll get back to the show in just a moment. But quick question. Are you wanting to see the manifestation of God in your life? Reading all of the amazing stories in the Bible and might be asking yourself, why am I not experiencing this in my life? Well, there is a way, and this podcast is one that is set to bring you kingdom secrets to success that I'm learning from men and women of God, as well as what God is teaching me daily. Stay up to date with all the new episodes and weekly spiritual nuggets that I'll be sharing by joining the Case by KC newsletter. The link is in the description and show notes below. Now, let's get back into the episode. Jesus says that even looking at someone lustfully is a sin in itself, and I think just as you read the word of God, it begins to convict you. And that was just one of many convictions. I stopped drinking completely. I'm sober now. Not like I was a terrible alcoholic, but I would just drink to drink. Drink way too much, to be exact. So I haven't been drunk or drank in 2 years now, maybe, already, which is pretty crazy. And then I haven't touched weed in forever. I'm done with weed. Absolutely done with drinking. I'm waiting till marriage. So God has definitely changed my life. And I guess to whoever's listening, is God can definitely do it. But what really sparked it for me was, one, starting to read his word, and two, was seeking out God, truly having a desire. And that's not something you can learn. That's not something that can be given to you, can't be imparted to you. It's something that you have to have for God. But as I started to crave, literally crave God and crave what at the time I didn't understand was spirituality, I got introduced into the prophetic. I went to Prophet Passion's conference in New York, and that was my first time. And it's crazy to say, but being raised Catholic, and I went to Catholic elementary school or kindergarten all the way to eighth grade, Catholic high school, Catholic university, St. John's University to be exact. And all those times, looking back on it, the first time I truly said Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior was at this prophetic event. And I remember we're praying and I'm speaking in tongues, and the man of God who's on stage praying, he's saying, out of your bellies shall flow rivers of living water. And I'm feeling the Spirit literally in my stomach, like tossing and turning. I start speaking in tongues, and it's my first time speaking in tongues publicly. And if you're not sure what speaking in tongues is, it's the heavenly and angelic language. There's multiple, to my understanding, levels of tongues. But yeah, so like even before that, going back to speaking tongues, like I remember the first time hearing that, I'm like, what is this? I literally thought the pastor who I was listening to, that he was like a witch or witchcraft. Right? I was like, what is this? I'm not sure if me and my girlfriend were dating then, but had introduced me to this, and it's definitely a different, whole different world. It's a spiritual world, right? But as I began praying, started off with 1 minute, literally. After 1 minute, you start to desire the presence of God more. Like people might have some, like, how do I start getting closer to God? It's you just start treating him like the Father that he is. the Bible says God will draw closer to, as we draw closer to God, God will draw closer to us. And I never knew that. Growing up, I always thought God was with me. And while that may be true, is he as near to you as he was with, and this is what started to change me too. I'm reading stories like David, where he's sinning and sinning and sinning, but God still, he was a man after God's own heart. And that's what I want to be. I want to be a man after God's own heart. And I think you can be a man or woman after God's own heart. But as I started to grow spiritually, I started to pray more, started with 1 minute, then turned to 2 minutes, 5 minutes, and you start to desire God more, 10 minutes, to where I've been blessed to actually pray an hour and over hours. And it's little by little becomes a lot, but God will teach you. And then I got introduced into the prophetic and understanding a little bit more about who I am as a prophet of God, as somebody who hears from God, as somebody who is led by God, and understanding, and I'm still understanding what that means and the responsibility. And then just connecting, finding a church. I went church shopping and trying to find a community and somebody who I feel like can pour into me, learning about what a spiritual father is and who's that person for me, and praying to God. And it's something crazy is that this was the first time in my life where I felt like my prayers were answered. I prayed for a men's group, community, like-minded individuals, boom, I find it. And I think some of the times people don't realize how often their prayers get answered because we're not truly tracking it. I learned how to pray. So many different things that we'll be talking about and discussing, and how it all relates to you not only being successful in the world spiritually, but also entrepreneurially. Because I'm on this journey of entrepreneurship as well. And starting this podcast is an entrepreneurial journey. I'm also in starting a few other businesses, but all in the pursuit of the kingdom, learning the kingdom secrets. I'm going to be studying Proverbs, sharing what I'm learning from King Solomon, because one of the richest men in the world, or the richest man in the world at his time, full of wisdom, and he wrote a whole book on it. What are the spiritual rules of money? How do you structure your business to where spiritually, where your logo is even maybe potentially glorifying God, that everything you do in your business is glorifying God? And it's really crazy that truly once you start to seek out God, he'll put people in your life. Ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find. Knock on the door and shall be opened unto you. And there's so many revelations that I've received, but just to share this one is ask and you shall receive. So most people are good at the asking part, but as soon as you ask, it's released onto you. God has given you whatever you desire already, but not all prayers are answered just to be transparent. But then seek and you shall find. So after we ask, now we have to, it's on us. We have to seek it out. We have to find whatever we're looking for, whatever we're desiring. And then knock and it shall be opened unto you. So when you're knocking, somebody else on the other side must open the door for you. Another man, another human has to give you the right of way. And this is where it all ties into mentorship, guidance, submission, falling under a spiritual father, a spiritual leader, somebody who you can learn from, because I definitely don't know it all. And God's teaching me, and I'm blessed to be learning from my own spiritual father. So this is the first episode. We'll be diving into bringing on men and women of God who are business owners, entrepreneurs, and actually manifesting not only spiritually, but also in the world as well, because I believe we do deserve that as well, as kingdom children, as kingdom sons, as kingdom daughters. So God bless you. This is the first episode, and we'll be back for more. If you like this episode of Case by Casey, make sure to like, rate, and follow on whatever platform you're listening on.